The Haynesboro and Aspen hotels are close to a deal on some downtown property, and residents weigh in on a proposed power rate increase. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday voted unanimously to allow negotiations to begin on the sale of two Main Street property lots to Aspen Management for development. Aspen expressed interest in the two vacant lots where the primary school once stood. In response to the interest, the Planning Commission and Assembly moved ahead with classifying those lots for sale. Tuesday's vote was to specify the property go through a negotiated sale, as opposed to another method, like an auction or a competitive bid process. On December 11th, the borough received a proposal from the hotel company to purchase the property, but getting the Assembly's approval for method of sale was required in borough code. It's also required the Planning Commission review the proposal. The commission plans to do that at its Thursday evening meeting. But interim manager Julie Causey says the Planning Commission will only be reviewing the proposal in regards to land use. The land is currently zoned commercial. Aspen is proposing a 49 to 54 room, two-story hotel for a total of 31,000 square feet, including 600 square feet of meeting space. It plans on having 48 parking stalls and meet all height and setback requirements. Causey told the Assembly she may have a negotiated sale for the group to approve at its meeting Tuesday. The Assembly did not discuss specifics of Aspen's proposal for purchasing the land. Assembly member George Campbell moved the Assembly convene an executive session to discuss the proposal, and Assembly members Deborah Schnabel and Dave Barry agreed. But the rest of the Assembly and Mayor Stephanie Scott opposed, so the group continued the meeting in public. The Assembly was also supposed to meet jointly with the school board before the Assembly meeting, but that meeting was canceled and will be rescheduled. The Haynesboro Police Department was supposed to be closer to being back at full staff after the new year with the hire of a new officer. But shortly before that officer was set to come to Haynes, he notified the borough he re-enlisted in the Army instead. Military police officer Travis Marshall was hired in November after a visit to Haynes for an in-person interview, psychological evaluation, physical test, and written assessment. He was one of two finalists for the job, the other being a correction officer from Soldotna. Marshall had experience in law enforcement from his time with the Air Force and Army, but would have had to attend the Public Safety Academy in Sitka before he could work solo as a Haynes police officer. That was all set to happen, and Marshall was expected to be on the job at the department on December 30th. But a few days before his arrival, he contacted Haynes interim police chief Simon Ford to let him know he wouldn't be coming to Haynes. Instead, he had decided to re-enlist in the Army and is expected to be deployed overseas in April. Ford said Wednesday the position has been re-advertised, and the first review of applicants will be on July 17th. Interim borough clerk Julie Causey has said she hopes to have a new police chief hired by the end of the month. That would mean they would be on the job to help in the selection of a new officer. The department usually staffs four officers and a police chief. The department has been at a total of three officers for the last several months. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska received 28 comments, all opposed, to Alaska Power Company's proposed rate increase. The company is seeking to raise rates across the board to all customers by 18.16%. It asked the Regulatory Commission to allow a 6% interim increase to ease customers into the spike. While all the public comments submitted to the Regulatory Commission are opposed to the rate increase, there are a variety of reasons given for opposition. The proposed increase would affect all APC customers, including Skagway, Haynes, and residents in several interior villages and Prince of Wales. But several Skagway residents see that proposition as unfair. Mayor Mark Schaefer, Assemblyman Gary Hansen, and former Assemblyman Dave Hunts wrote separate letters in opposition of the hike, but they all noted the hydro projects near Skagway are the primary power source for the Upper Lynn Canal. Hydropower is transmitted to Haynes via an underwater cable. Diesel is used on occasion in the winter if there is not enough hydropower. Skagway ratepayers paid for one of the hydro projects and retired the debt through their rates, Mayor Schaefer notes. So, he writes that the energy from the hydro project should be available to Skagway residents first, and contends that Skagway's energy load is not the cause for peaking diesel in the winter months. They also note Haines had an opportunity to support the building of a hydro project near Haines at Connolly Lake to provide more power directly to that area, but for the most part, many in the community did not support the project. Alaska Power Company abandoned those plans last year. Other comments chide the company for not doing better business and anticipating that residents would continue to do what they can to conserve energy. Some residents note the state promotes energy saving and weatherization programs in order to keep energy costs down. So why wouldn't the company plan for decreases in demand because of conservation? And other comments, like Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott, disagree with the company's defense that population and demand for power is actually decreasing. She notes that while some communities are declining in population, Haines has seen a modest increase. And she notes the town has several projects planned to come online that will in fact increase the town's need for more power, including the Sobeloff-McRae Veterans Village, a new Aspen Hotel planned for downtown, the Haines Small Boat Harbor expansion, and others. Scott and others, including the city of Thorne Bay, write that the rate increases could stymie development and business. The board of directors of the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center wrote that such a drastic increase would affect nonprofits region-wide. Business owners wrote that rate increases would hurt development, and residents said it would put a burden on fixed-income rural residents. Several residents and officials noted the timing of the proposal. ACP submitted its proposal to the Regulatory Commission in late November, triggering a public comment period during the holiday season and ending 2 days after Christmas. Haines resident Deborah Vogt noted that many residents did not know of the notice until it appeared in the December 12th edition of the Chilkat Valley News, which was then delayed because of bad weather. Mayors Schaefer and Scott encouraged the Regulatory Commission to allow more time for comment and investigation. The RCA said Wednesday it is still in the process of deciding how to proceed with the proposal, either approve it, deny it, or suspend it, meaning it would get more scrutiny. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is once again offering scholarships to students attending college, graduate school, or vocational technical programs. Only Sea Alaska shareholders and their lineal descendants are eligible. Institute President Rosita Worrell said up to 400 scholarships are awarded each year.
A major consideration is the hopes, you know, that our educated young people will come back home and help us in developing strong, healthy communities.
The application deadline is March 1st. Students submitting paperwork by February 1st get an extra $50 tacked onto their scholarships if they qualify. Applications are available at sealaskaheritage.org. Worrell says the program has broadened its focus since it began.
At first, we thought we would concentrate just on education required to work in Sea Alaska, but then we found out, well, we need everything from an anthropologist to accountants to foresters. So we kind of just dropped that just because we found that we needed educated people in all areas.
Scholarships have totaled around $400,000 a year. Most of the funding comes from the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation. Sea Alaska has more than 21,000 shareholders. About half live outside Alaska. And a little weather note, if the sky clears up over the Upper Lynn Canal, stargazers will likely be able to see some aurora borealis dancing around. Federal space weather forecaster said the sun shot out a strong solar flare late Tuesday, which should arrive near Earth on early Thursday. It will affect the Earth's magnetic field, and on Thursday and Friday night, expand the aurora borealis south as far as Boston, Chicago, and Seattle, or the more rural areas near those cities where the northern lights will be visible. The skies over southeast Alaska are included in that forecast, according to the University of Alaska Geophysical Institute, which produces daily aurora forecasts. The solar storm is already diverting airline flights around the poles, and according to federal space forecasters, may disrupt GPS devices on Thursday. And join us for Talk Around Town on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Host Deborah Schnabel will discuss recent news, talk with interim Haynesboro manager Julie Causey, and meet another one of our neighbors. That's Talk Around Town on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. right here on KHNS. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS Local News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Clutchwan. We also bring you wider-reaching stories from around the region to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained, and we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.